Hey everybody, welcome to On Calm with Justin, Jacko, and Danny. And wait, there's another person? What?
I'm here again.
Oh, you're here again. Hello. What is your name, ma'am? What is your name?
My name is Inka.
Inka McNaye. Oh, wow. Welcome back. Another episode with Inka McNaye on the show. This is pretty much a continuation of last week's episode where we talked about love. What can we expect from this episode, Jacko?
Well, for today, we fielded questions of love from our viewers. And I think that's very interesting. And you know what? We're going to be delving into a lot of these topics today. And we're going to be knowing and learning together. Danny?
We're going to be talking about a lot of things. Like, what is love really is?
What is love?
Something that we really can't just answer in, you know, 2 hours. So we might have another episode. But yeah. So you're going to learn a lot.
Inka.
Yeah, basically, it's going to be a very interesting show because you got four different perspectives coming at you. So that's going to be fun.
Coming at you.
Feminine energy.
Feminine energy. Coming at you in 3, 2, 1. Hey, everybody. Welcome to On Call with Justin.
Jacko.
Danny.
And Inka.
On
call. With Justin, Jacko, Danny, and Inka.
What? Parang may isa pang pangalan dyan, ah. What is that? What is this? Kabayong buntis.
Hello.
What is this? Hi.
You know, I was thinking if we did change our name to with Inka, it would still be On Call with JJD because D-I, di ba? JJD.
Eddie, wow.
On Call with JJD.
Did you think about that a long time?
JJD.
Or On Call with JJD. Ay.
Well, welcome to another week, ladies and gentlemen. So last week we had Inka on. We just love talking to Inka, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like
sister from another mister.
That's
sister
us.
From another mister. Really missed ya. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
And we had a conversation about l'amour, about love, matters of the heart, and stuff like that. And so today, we decided that we would post on social media, mostly Inka. Yes, thank you very much, Inka, for posting on social media. And she's getting a lot of clout from that, you know what I'm saying? She's getting lots of questions that we're going to answer. Mm. So we picked out a couple tonight. Okay, we currently have 7 questions about love that we could answer.
Picking up from last week, actually, right? Because we already sort of touched on relationships, whether it be romantic or friendship. And parang nabitin tayo, right?
Yeah, exactly. It needed
deeper.
Like a longer conversation.
Let's go in depth.
That was a
today.
Good convo then.
Yeah.
It was. And if you haven't heard it yet, please do check it out. It's there somewhere, okay? Well, most probably before.
Literally the last episode before
this one. But yeah, so we are going to be answering some questions about love tonight. And I'm not sure if we're going to answer all 7, because like that might take forever. So let's just play it by ear with it now. But given the fact that we are going to be answering some pretty important questions about love and relationships tonight, how do you guys feel about taking on this task?
You know what? I think we had a good warm-up from last week. We have a lot to say in spite of doing a already close to 2-hour show last week. Well, at least the recording was close to 2 hours. But I think we still have a lot more to offer and to say, and we wanted to talk more about it. So I think we're very prepared for it. How about you, Danny? What do you think?
I guess this is interesting because we're all coming from a different stage. You know, like if you think about it, Inka single, ready to mingle, you know.
Recently single, FYI.
Recently single. I've recently gotten into a relationship. I'm just realizing. This is the first time I'm ever saying this, like, publicly. I'm not single anymore, guys.
Tekken. Hindi siya Street Fighter, Tekken siya.
As of like a week ago. About a week ago, you know.
Look at you.
Yeah, so, and then we have Justin, which is also in a relationship, but a long-term relationship, right?
Correct.
How many years now, Jess?
5 years and a couple months, dating for almost 6 years.
Damn.
Yeah.
So almost half a decade-long relationship. And then, of course, we got Jacko, who's already tied the knot. And and already has
a baby.
Has a physical result of this love.
Physical result.
So it would be interesting, I guess. The question that you asked just was, how do I feel about taking on the task? I think the different perspectives of our different stages in this love journey will give an interesting insight to our listeners tonight. So yeah.
I think so. Interesting indeed. Inka, how do you feel? Inka Magnaye, how do you feel about taking on this task of answering people's questions about love?
Yes, Justin, thank you for your question. That was a very good question. Mm. I'd just like to say good evening po sa lahat ng nakikinig tonight. I'm very excited. I'm excited because Danny's right. We do have four different perspectives to offer. So we chose 7 questions. We're probably not going to get to all of them, but these 7 questions basically are the gist of what all these people were sending
into us today. We clustered them, no?
Yeah, yeah. So they're basically like the recurring questions that we picked out. And I am very excited to maybe help people find the clarity that they need in whatever situation that they're in.
Mm. God knows
we love to talk. Yeah, also like it's a show full of guys. And then I'm happy to be here to offer what kind of insight I can, I suppose, coming from a woman who came from an 11-year relationship, from a woman who just got out of an 11-year relationship and has been single for a year.
Yeah.
So I feel like all of us have very interesting insights and perspectives to offer tonight. So yeah, looking forward to that one.
I agree. Mm-hmm. It is a varied scope of perspectives, if you will.
Very different.
Varied. Yes. For me, how do I feel about taking on this task? I guess I'm a little afraid.
Who are you?
Perhaps a little afraid. Ay, mali ito.
So Justin's been on the hot seat for the past episode, right?
So. No, I mean, I guess, right? You talk to anyone who is in a long-term relationship.
Correct.
And they're not, in the engaged status yet.
Spectrum.
Right? But it wasn't more of that. It was more of just the fact that people have pressing love questions right now, right? People are in relationships. People are looking for relationships or are looking for ways out of relationships. And I feel that tonight they're going to base their decisions, at least largely, on what we say tonight. So, there's that. I would just like to put a disclaimer out there. We are not love doctors.
Di kami mga guru.
Di kami mga guru.
Gurang lang.
Whoa. Baka ikaw.
Sorry, what does gurang mean?
These are old, I think. Tama ba?
Gusto ko yung I think, pa hindi pa sure.
I'm too konyo to confirm.
But said with confidence. All right.
Considering you're the youngest guy here, Danny, by the way.
Oo nga. But rest assured, our heart's in the right place. We want to help you out with your love problems.
Yeah.
Okay? However we can. Mm-hmm. So let's see. How do we do this? Daniel, do you have the list of questions there, Daniel?
Yes, sir.
We have 7 over there. Which one do you want to start with?
Question number one.
Oh.
Shall we? Is everyone ready for question number one?
One.
Is love worth risking your friendships with your barkada?
This question is coming from Kit. Thank you, Kit.
I guess I wanna clarify first. What does this mean? Risking your friendship with a barkada meaning like you get into a relationship and because you're in a relationship, you're not anymore as present in your barkada? Or are we talking about,
you have a
relationship with a barkada member? Is that what you're saying?
I think it's the latter.
I think what she's trying to say could also be like the age-old question. Like your friends, you've been friends for a long time, but you like this person. And you're like, do I risk ruining the friendship by telling this person how I really feel?
Ako naman, I interpreted it as, those scenarios wherein you have to kind of choose between your group that you're so tight-knit with and this new girl that's coming in, right? That's how I read that question, at least. But
yeah, so maybe why don't we answer both perspectives?
Yeah, of course.
I think
it's interesting. We all kind of absorb the question differently.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure that's based on experience as well. Sige, you know what? I'll start. I think as the senior here,
as the gurang here.
As the gurang here.
Hey, hello po. Hello po.
For beauty pala tayo.
Residential romantic gurang.
No. Ako, like, the way I picked up the question nga is that, you know, like, would it ruin a friendship between your barkada? Kasi you mentioned barkada. If it's just, right. Does love... So to the first question, does love ruin a friendship? I think love tests friendships, but it also strengthens them once everyone understands that your love is true. I think that it all boils down to that. Eh? Like, so even if it's, let's say, a barkada thing, right? You have a barkada, you are dating someone you really like. Let's just say in that scenario, your barkada is not that pabor with your girl or with your
hindi
person.
Niya ship. Hindi niya ship.
Mm-mm. Oh, I like they wanted someone else or whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
Sorry, just to interject. Like when you say when your love is true, na LSS yung I'm like a bird.
Yeah.
Say your love is true.
Thank you. No, okay, it's, okay. Thank you, Danny.
More,
yes, thank you.
It's more like when you show them that, you know, like it is someone that you really want to be with. I think as friends, it shouldn't risk that because it should be something that they understand as friends and they accept.
They should be happy, no?
They should be happy that you're happy. I've known some scenarios personally wherein you don't like the influence of that boy or girl to your friend, right? And that's why.
How do you deal with that?
Correct. Now, like, that's the thing. Like, parang you have to personally know in your heart that the person you are with is someone that you do want to be with. And
right.
Your friends are there because they do love you as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different kind of love, right? Like it's a different kind of love that you have. So you know they're coming from a concerned place. Now, you have to kind of not pacify that, but also use that as part of how you are going to gauge the person. Correct. Well, it's more about like, okay, you're dating someone you just met. Syempre, there's a honeymoon stage when it comes to that, diba? You're so in love. But your friends don't see the same thing that you do. So what do you do, diba? That's the question. So parang, I think you have a responsibility to prove to your friends then how great your love is and how real
it is. Show them what you see in that person.
Exactly. Because kawawa yung person, diba? Mm, imagine,
right. Defend your love. Yeah.
Defend your love. But also be smart. Kasi there are people naman na their minds are super closed in such a way na their friends are already telling them this person is bad news. And yet, they don't see it because they're so blinded by it, right?
So, minsan parang nagagalit pa sila. Like, you know, like when you're in a relationship with someone you're not supposed to be with pala, and it was obviously toxic, right?
Yeah.
And then when you guys break up, and then your friends are like,
sabi ko
siya, I really didn't like her. Why didn't you tell me?
No, the thing is, most of them do. Yeah, I guess that's also there. That's also there. But yeah, so sa akin, prove your love, diba? Like, prove your love because that is a way of protecting both. There is a risk because there must be conflict for a risk to occur. And I feel like, you know, one, that wouldn't happen if siguro they wanted someone else for you. They have a concern for you. So they wanted someone great for you. But you feel naman, this person is great, but you have to show it, diba? You can't just FO everyone and then, diba, that's it. I think
you just bounce, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, ano, though, both ways. Like, if the friends that the opinion you're seeking from, they're real friends, right?
Correct.
And if going back to the episode prior to this, what my version of a real friend is someone with genuine concern, if you guys remember, right?
Right, yeah.
Like, if someone with genuine concern thinks that this person is bad for you, then you gotta think. Twice,
you gotta think. Right? That's what
and
I'm
on
saying.
On the other spectrum, right? If the person that you're in love with or you're in a relationship with is a real romantic, I don't know what to call it, right? Then it would be wise for you to defend them naman to your friend.
Correct.
Parang both ways, it's important. Now you find a harmony. And if
correct.
If one doesn't make sense, then there's something wrong.
There's something wrong. I mean, the fact that you have even this issue.
Yeah, on that vein also, like the friends also still have to keep an open mind because they're not the ones in the relationship.
Correct.
Right.
That's
yeah.
So true.
Wow. Yeah. So it's like, this is me and between me and this person. If the friends try to interfere a little bit too much, like say, because they feel like they've been in your life for so long, they feel like they have a right to, they still have to understand that, look, this is not your relationship. This is mine.
True.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You can tell me your concerns, but it's still my life to live.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know.
Wala pang parents to. That's the same issue you're going to have with
True.
Your parents.
Yeah.
It's just easier to, you shouldn't, but it's easier to shun your friends than your family. Diba?
So, it is
a responsibility. and ideally, yeah. you shouldn't get into this position, but it's inevitable. Eh. As I said, I don't know if I said it last week, but you know, me and my high school friends, we're so close. But then, syempre, over time, I went to college in the States. You know, I see them every once in a while.
Hmm.
So even with me getting married, my best friend, one of my best friends from high school, he just asked me, Jaco, are you sure? Is this something that you want? Because if you tell me that this is someone that you're going to marry, then I am with you 100%.
Right.
That's a friend. Diba?
And that's a friend. Yeah. And that's yeah. that's what I'm saying. Like, it's hard. Yun nga, everyone has to keep an open mind. And if mistakes happen. But yeah. Mm. How about you guys? Like, ako kasi I'm looking from someone who's already... I'm already there. I'm already there.
Yeah.
So, Inks, I think you pretty much answered this question, I know.
I did, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, for me... So, guys, we're taking those two things. Is love worth risking your friendship with a barkada? Okay, so let's answer the first one, right? Your barkada doesn't like this guy. So, outsider sees a guy or a girl, no? Mm. And then scenario B is that you're dating someone inside the barkada.
And you're
or you're interested in.
Yeah. Okay. So let's say si outsider muna si guy or si guy or si girl, no? Is love worth risking your friendship with a barkada? I would say it depends on the barkada. Like, if this barkada is not the right barkada for you.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Because this new person could also be influencing you in a very good way.
Good way. Ooh, good, yeah, right? Exactly.
Good point.
Right?
Because that's you could good, also have a barkada that is not the best influence.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I super agree with that, Josh. Like, sometimes you're in it with the wrong crowd.
Mm-mm.
So, if this person that you're romantically getting involved in is influencing you to become a better version of yourself or to adding value to you.
Yeah.
And making you realize that you could be a better person, then, definitely.
100%.
No? Tama ba? Just that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, pretty much. Because 100%. I think we all, at one point in time, I think most people will fall into a barkada that's fun, but not necessarily beneficial for your growth. You know what I mean? Parang it's just all good times, you know? And it's so easy to just stay in that circle and stay in that mindset.
The party friends.
Yeah. And you know, not to say that you shouldn't be friends with these people anymore, but it's like if they're your barkada mismo, these are the people you're seeing, you know, either every day or every week or, you know, spending most of your time with. What are they saying? Parang you are like the
sum of the five people
you surround yourself with most, no?
Show me your friends.
Exactly.
And yeah, I'll
show
you
my feathers.
Something like that, yeah. So, is love worth risking your friendship with a barkada? It depends on the barkada. And
like
if,
that answer.
Is love worth risking your friendship with a kabarkada? Then I would say depends on the barkada.
I would like to add to that. I will always say yes because I follow a lot of people on TikTok. One of them is this love doctor. He's a love advice guy. Like he
love
has
gurang.
The credentials
I mean,
that
guru.
We don't. Yeah. He has the credentials that we don't basically. And his advice is always just say it. Just tell them. Just open up because number one, you'll never get what you want if you don't say what you want.
Right.
And number two, you'll never know what you want unless you ask.
Right.
Oh, that's
so
a good point.
If you ask, then you know. If they don't like you, then that's it. If it ruins the friendship, right? If it ruins the friendship, then what kind of friendship did you have in the first place? If that thing will ruin that friendship.
True.
So just tell them. You know.
It reminds me of a quote. Now, it's better to have loved and lost than to never have loved at all.
At all.
Yeah.
And I try to live by
I disagree with that sometimes. But
It's just like...
anyway.
No.
I try to live by... Not loved and lost. Not the loved and lost. I try to live by that now. I always tell people what I want. I tell people how I feel. Because number one, it's more efficient that way.
Were you going to say
straight
it cuts
up
a lot
tell
of
somebody,
BS?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You straight up tell somebody how you feel. You're like, look, this is what I want. This is what I want out of you. And if they don't feel the same way, then you can move on faster. No one's time is wasted.
True.
Diba?
I agree.
So I say just say.
Ako naman ako super hopeless romantic naman ako like growing up. So parang like for me it's like don't you feel it? Like in my head. Why then that's obviously the wrong thing. But yeah, I mean I would agree with Inka now, but a younger version of me always believes in like, you know, the moments that you share. You know it. You know. Or maybe that's just me. Right. You know, I don't know. Baka that's just me.
I believe in that too. Like, I love that tension. The do we know? Do we not know? Like, sure, you can drag it out for dramatic effect.
The roller coaster
ride
of emotion.
Yeah, but it always ends, at least almost always, doesn't end well. Yeah, I feel like as I grew older, Inka's right. Mm-hmm. Like, I think the smarter way to go about it is, you know what?
Yeah.
If it is a risk, then you are taking a bigger risk by not saying anything.
Mm. Yeah. And come on, we're done with games. Like, do I text them? Do I tell them? Do I just make pakipot? Like, just, oh my God, you're an adult. Just say it.
Also, when you're over a certain age, stop doing the whole, like, you know, like, I think when you're over a certain age, just say it.
But of course, easier said than done, right? I mean, like, I was listening to our episode with Chinky Tan and Francis Kong, right? When we asked Francis Kong, like, what's your encouragement for Chinky? And he said, oh, Chinky doesn't need my encouragement or whatever. But he also did say something like everyone needs advice because you could give this advice, but when you yourself are in the heat of the moment, you may not take your own advice. So to answer the question, is love worth risking your friendship with a barkada or a kabarkada? It depends.
Yeah,
on the barcada.
It always depends.
On the barcada or the kabarcada.
Yeah, or the kabarcada. It always depends.
And your level of maturity, you know.
Right. Actually, that's my answer, Joss. For to answer that spectrum of the question, it's yun na nga, level of maturity. What is the reason you feel this way for that person?
Yeah.
You know, yung kabarcada mo. Are you sure it's not just infatuation?
Exactly.
Are you sure you're just not in love with the idea of being in love with someone for years?
That's good.
You know?
Yeah.
Like,
that's good.
What if, you know, like people say now when you get what you want, you don't want it anymore. You know? And is that worth ruining the friendship?
Right.
That's
Which
what I mean.
Brings us to our second question.
Okay.
How do you know when it's love?
How do
you know when it's
know?
Worth it?
Oh my God, yeah. Can I start?
Go, start.
Wait, this question is from Claudine. For the modern times, how do you know when it's already love?
All right. So for me, kasi I was watching some of your TikToks, Inka, and you're doing this new vintage challenge, is it?
I love that.
I thought it was the boots. I was like,
those are the ones that I watch.
Yeah, vintage
you know that
acting challenge.
Justin's going to be watching those.
You know, so the girl that I'm dating right now, what we've been doing is we've been doing car dates, right? And then we've kind of been watching old films a lot.
Mm.
And
oh, that's nice.
It's a nice thing to do, you know? Like, it's kind of romantic.
What have you been seeing?
We Googled the top 10 movies you have to see before you die kind of thing. Like,
okay.
And so right now we're on the Matrix trilogy. So,
okay. Oh my God. In my head, I have to say, I was just going to comment that I would literally get so pissed off if you say Matrix as the old movie.
No, but you know what's funny? She's never seen it.
Yeah. Okay.
She's never seen it. So it's like, it's not old vintage, but it's pretty old.
It is 20 years ago, we have to admit.
I thought you were going to go with like friggin' Gone with the Wind.
Yeah, I was like,
okay, so we did watch Jaws and we did watch Rocky.
Fair enough.
We watched some of those.
Okay.
So now we're on the Matrix trilogy.
Okay. Sorry, so back to the topic.
From vintage acting challenge.
Yeah, so vintage acting. So when I saw the vintage acting, I was like, you know what? What? Old movie could we watch, you know? So
Matrix, by the way.
So I went on YouTube, right? And then I was like, old vintage movie, right? Mm. And I came across this video, which I don't know, can we share the audio here? I have like this really short excerpt of it. And the title of the video is so funny because it's super on topic, is How Do You Know It's Love? That's what it's called. How do you know it's love?
Okay,
so
try
let me
it
see
up.
If I can you share can. My screen. Okay, so of course I won't play the whole thing. The whole thing's like 12 minutes long.
This is legit old.
I'm just gonna play
older
like,
than the Matrix.
The middle part of it. This is like 7 minutes in, right? And in this part of this clip, the mom is telling the daughter some of the questions you can ask yourself to know if what you're feeling is actual love.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so this is already.
It looks like a video that you watch in guidance class.
Like, that's really old. Like, okay, probably we can link
How do
this.
You know it's love?
Probably we can link this video later sa description. It's from 1950, guys. It's like black and white, real vintage. Okay, so here we go.
I want to have that kind of love.
That's a good idea, dear. And if you aren't sure, you can always ask yourself some questions. Are we really interested in the same things? Do we feel at ease together? Are we proud of each other? Do we agree on the basic things such as religion, marriage, children, money, and so on?
Thanks, Mother. I know that'll help.
I hope so, dear.
Are we really interested in the same things? Do we feel at ease together? Are we proud of each other? Are we agreed on basic things? I wonder. I'm going to watch Bob and Jean, see if they have a mature love.
I love vintage stuff. That's nice.
I kind of wonder if people actually talk like, you know, in that kind of transatlantic
accent.
Are we really interested in the same things?
Boy, that would be swell.
If I were to live in a time period, that would be probably like, yeah, the 50s or 60s.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
I love that.
So, okay, let's try to list it down. What did they say? What was the rubric?
So are we really interested in the same things? That's number one, right? Are the things that are important to us the same? Like
money,
religion,
marriage.
Do we feel light when we're with each other? At ease with each other. And I think the last one is, are we really proud of each other?
Mm-mm.
Can we say that we're proud of each other? Tama ba? Yeah. Did I miss anything?
Yeah. I think that's pretty much it.
I think that was it. Yeah.
It's a pretty good rubric.
Good questions.
Interested in the same things. Things important to us are the same, such as money, religion. Do we feel at ease around each other? And are we really proud of each other? Yeah. Pretty good rubric. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that it's not selfish, right? If you watch the video clip, like there's a part where the mom also explains that it's a kind of love that transcends all of the other kinds of love. Because she basically in the clip was showing a photo album of different memories and how one of the photos she showed was of a kid with a teddy bear. That's a kind of love. And then a photo of the jock back in high school. That's a kind of love, right? So for example, the teddy bear is a possessive kind of love. Then the jock is the infatuated kind of love. And then the love that you want to go for is the mature kind of love. And the mother goes like, the mature kind of love is kind of like all of this love plus something more, you know?
Mm.
And then she was like, yeah, that's the kind of love I want.
That's so nice.
So to answer Claudine's question, for the modern times, how do you know it's already love?
Yon. Coming from a vintage, ano,
ask the 1950s.
Cool, let's go back to the, you know, to the roots. And how? So based on this rubric, I think that's how you know. Ask yourself those questions, and
I think it's because even if it comes from a movie in the 50s, the questions are very timeless.
Right,
it is.
You know, they're not. They don't have a time frame.
And because any modern love, any love in general, is beyond space and time. You know, like it's beyond that. The meaning of love has been there forever, right? And the true value of love is there. So whatever love is in the ancient days, true love in the ancient days, true love today should be the same.
Right.
At the core.
True mature love.
Yeah. I also think that it's worth noting now. How do you know it's already love? I think it's also when you get to a point wherein you're willing to sacrifice for that person. Because that's it. Because love is like dying to self. It's, you know,
it's not selfish.
Yeah. It's not selfish. Yeah, it's dying to self. It's
an ego death.
There's a verse in the Bible that talks about love. And I think that's also
hundreds
good
probably.
Are you talking about love is patient, love is kind.
Love is First Corinthians.
That's another thing. I think if you want to know if you're in love with a person, instead of the word love, replace the word love with the person you think you're in love with. And if it checks out, then maybe you are really in love.
Let's say I Danny you.
Yeah. No, like if it's the name of the person you want to check if you're in love with is Danny, right? Instead of love is patient, you go, Danny is patient. Danny is kind. Tama ba?
Okay, that makes more sense than what I said. Okay.
Yeah. I was just like, kind of what?
Here it is verbatim, okay? This is the NIV version. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres.
That is beautiful.
Yeah. And even if it's from the Bible and you're not any shape, way, or form religious, it still applies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. Which goes back to the idea that, like, hey, look, true love is ancient. True love is eternal. Mm. Right. Yeah. So that meaning, there's, like, for me, modern love, it may be the way you're. You know, your relationships can be modern, right? But the love itself knows no time.
It's the most powerful emotion for me, at least. Like, what's that City of Angels by yung movie that the angel decided to give up eternal life to become human?
Spoiler.
Just to experience love, diba?
I haven't seen that movie.
City of Angels, yeah. Nicolas Cage, Meg Ryan.
Yeah,
Nicolas
I know the song.
Talking about old films. That's a good one.
That's where Iris came about.
Yeah, right? Goo Goo Dolls, yeah.
Goo Goo Dolls came about. Yeah. I've never seen the movie.
Yeah, same.
But yeah. I mean,
think we answered it very well. That I'm proud of our answer, guys.
Yeah. And it's a good... And I think across
doing
the
okay,
board.
Doing okay.
But you have to know it kaagada. You have to also... That's why you have these age-old like sayings or Bible quotes or all that. That's why you have all these already there. Because... You have to kind of answer that for yourself, or else it's gonna be like something like that song, but like, oh, it must have been love, but it's over now. Like stuff like that happens because you didn't introspect, you didn't replace love with the name of the person, you didn't listen to a 1950s, you know,
telling you what to ask yourself.
Correct. That's why you have to ask yourself. And we goes back to the previous question. You just have to be honest. You know, you have to be honest with yourself. You have to be honest with the person. Because the easier and faster you get the answers, the more BS you could cut aside and the more BS you could just put aside and just say, yeah, okay, it is love. Because you can
especially
answer.
Especially when you're honest with yourself. Like, there are so many people I know, myself included, you're just like, I don't like that person. I don't think I do. I think it's just, just be honest. Like, because you're afraid of the answer, right? But if you're just talking to yourself, who's going to judge you? It's just you, right? So just be honest. Like, sit and like look at yourself in the mirror and be like, do you like this person? Do you really? And you're like, oh yeah, I think I do. Or like, why are you ashamed? You're the only one who hears this. Don't be shy. You know.
Yeah,
it's a good acting challenge.
Don't do it. Don't do it in public.
Talking to yourself. Yeah.
Just don't do it in public.
Unfortunately, I do that too often. I got used to doing that. So like, on a side note, I talk to myself too much, like out loud. But anyway,
no, me too.
Different topic.
You know, like
I do the same.
If I'm, let's say, I go into the room to get something, and then I come out of the room and I didn't get that thing, I'd be like, freaking A, Justin, and man.
Yeah, I do the same. I do the same.
Yeah.
Justin.
My mom, actually, it was just the other day. My mom like knocked at my, I went into my mom's room and then she was like, oh, did you have an interview? And then I was like, huh? She goes, I heard you talking. Did you have an interview? So that means she heard me talking at length.
With yourself.
Oh, I was like, no, that's just, I was just talking to myself. And she's like, oh. And she looked very concerned. But
I don't know. I think that's dangerous now.
It was an interview with yourself.
Oh, it's okay, Inga. We're going to be fine.
Well, speaking of dangerous, our next question is related. When can love be dangerous?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Kailan nga ba?
It's a tough. That's
and
a tough
everyone
question.
Shuts up.
It depends on what you mean by dangerous, right? Like if
delicado. Napasok ko rin. Yes.
If congrats.
That's what he said.
Congrats. That's what he said. Congrats.
After niyang ipaso.
Sorry, <it's> not...
Okay.
Oh boy.
Because like. For example,
because you're explicit talaga eh.
For example, you like how you are already, right? Let's say I'm a guy who loves my vices, right?
Mm.
I love my vices, and then I'm getting with a girl who I know is very conservative or whatever, and like in order to be with her, I would have to give
change
up my vices.
Core.
You know, yeah, it's like things like that. Then technically that's dangerous to your current identity, right? Like you currently identify yourself as I'm a bad boy. Yeah. I'm a womanizer.
On the flip side, on that, you could also be like a good girl and then you date a guy who's medyo bad boy.
There you go.
Medyo bad
boy. Not so healthy
boy.
Habits.
He's going
right?
to change for me.
Yeah, is that dangerous?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's hard to tell. I mean, it is, I think like I took the question very differently as well. Like I mean, I get those points, but also like I guess yun nga. I guess Justin was the closest to what I was thinking. And I'm more like, maybe it's a vice thing. Maybe it's a good thing. You have yourself, right? You have the safe zone that you have. And then all of a sudden, you're bringing in a person. But I think that's what love is, right? Like you're opening up a part of yourself and you have to put out that risk that
exactly.
It is, that it could be detrimental to you or like positive to you. But you have to decide, again, as we talked about it, like you have to decide whether it is or it isn't really early.
Because if you don't, then you can't really feel the length of the entirety of the emotion, right?
Oh, that's what she said.
The duality. The duality here is you cannot be in love if you're not able to put yourself up for hurt, you know?
Yes.
Because to be in love is to be 100% vulnerable, to be out there and to put your heart on a silver platter and trusting a person to not do anything to hurt you, but you have to be in that position to allow love to happen.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree. I agree.
There's another perspective also about like dangerous love. Like it, like the two of you could also be really chill people, like not into any unhealthy habits or whatever, but could also have fallen into a habit of codependency where the danger is the relationship has become so toxic, it's already detrimental to your mental health.
Correct. You know, in that episode of the film, like, yun na nga, they talk about the different types of love, right?
You really watched this whole film, no?
No. It's 12 minutes long.
I want to know what it is.
Well, I guess, yeah.
It's just 12 minutes long. But then, diba, he talks about the teddy bear and how the kid loved the teddy bear. And that's a possessive love. Yes, it is a type of love, but it's not a mature kind of love.
It
or
is
the
very
jock,
dangerous as well.
Or the jock, right? Na parang you're infatuated and you really loved the idea of being with this perfect person in your head. But you're in love with the idea, really, not really the person. But that's also a type of love, you know? Right. And I feel like the dangerous love is not the mature kind of love. It's all of the other types of love.
Correct.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah. That's why I was actually going to, I guess, exchange love here with infatuation, right? Like when can infatuation be dangerous? Because if you were to use our definition from earlier on, right? Like if you were to use, let's say, you know, 1 Corinthians 13 as a rubric, as a reference, then love is by definition is not dangerous.
At least it shouldn't be.
Yeah. In that path, no. So I think definitely I'm really with Inka in this one about, you know, if it's detrimental for your mental health and everything. For example, like let's say that you're really attracted to this person who you know is super into drugs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, and it can be tempting. It's like, oh, I've never tried that before. I wonder what that's like, right?
Or even the feeling na parang you have to ride along this person for them to like you more.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Right. So when can love be dangerous? When it's not love at all.
Oh. That's the quote. That's the quote right there. Good job.
Danny 2020.
Okay, that's good.
Danny 2020. Okay. Which brings us to our fourth question.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't have the list with me. I just
wow,
love doing this.
Wow,
I just doing
Jacko.
The segue.
But
everyone was doing it. There. Question number four.
What if your partner doesn't believe in marriage, but you want to get married? This one comes from Centavo.
What if your partner believe in marriage, but you want to get married?
Which kind of brings us back to our second question, right? Are you guys aligned in what you want?
Yeah. Actually, diba, dun kanina sa rubric from the film, it asked those things. Do you believe in the same things with regard to finances, with regard to your religion, with regard to marriage, with regard to the amount of children you want to have, stuff like that? These are the core things that, you know, when you're infatuated, you don't think about. And when you start talking about them, you realize, I'm not in love.
You know? My thing is about that is if you can compromise, because look, people getting married does not assure that they will stay together.
Mm. Wait, lang. Before that, what are all of our views on marriage?
I want to get married.
Okay.
Oh, I guess I already had a opinion on that.
It would be concerning if you had a different view.
I'd be very concerned, yeah.
True.
Does anyone here not want to get married?
Me.
Not that.
Just kidding. And now on call.
Joke.
Yeah.
No, dude.
I want to get married. Yeah, I want to get married.
Are you kidding me?
Me before, but only because I had a partner who didn't want to get married.
So you aligned.
No, I wanted to get married in the beginning, but
you compromised. Yeah.
I compromised because I, you know, that's also part of love. You sacrifice for the person that you love, right? So it's something that I could get behind because even if I love the idea of marriage, if my partner at the time didn't want to get married, but we were sure that we wanted to be together forever and raise a family together, then the marriage part is kind of meaningless because you can just apply for like a domestic partnership and things like that. You get the same benefits.
I want to catch that before people
economic
take it
benefits.
Out of context, you know, like before people take it out of context, when I agreed to in love, you sacrifice. I think you sacrifice given that you know what you're about to do is going to make you a better person. You know, if what you're sacrificing makes you a better person, then I'm all for it. But if what you're sacrificing makes you a bad person, then no, it's not what you should be sacrificing.
If it isn't good for you.
You know, like if what you're sacrificing are, for example, a vice.
Yeah.
Because this person doesn't do this vice. And you know, even if you're super addicted to the vice, that if you did sacrifice the vice, you'd be a better person.
Cigarettes.
Yeah, smoking, for example. Mm-hmm. If you sacrifice that, it's not going to make you a bad person, you know?
Yeah.
But on the flip side, like, what if what they're asking you to sacrifice is your core belief system or your religion? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's different.
So you'd have to take into context, are you sacrificing something that will make you a better person? Yes or no? Well, mamaya, if your belief system is flawed din pala, maybe it's also good that you're sacrificing it to inherit a better belief system. So it's really a personal thing. You have to introspect within yourself. Is the sacrifice I'm making on behalf of my love for this person gonna make me a better person?
Yeah. It depends on what makes you happy also. Because like speaking from personal experience, this question that we have now with us, I experienced, I actually went through. So speaking from personal experience, I had to weigh what made me happier, my relationship with this person or the idea of getting married.
Right.
You know what I mean? So like, of course, my relationship with this person is what made me happier. Is the point of marriage is you want to stay with a person forever. So if I gave this person the ultimatum, it's either you marry me or we break up. It's kind of defeating the purpose. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So I agreed to just be like, okay, we don't have to get married. But eventually I found out that they didn't want children too.
Also.
But I wanted children. I want children.
Yeah.
That's a different story.
That's a different story. Correct.
Yeah. Because I want to have kids, you know. And
that's another one. Oh.
Yeah. So that's when things, you have to really take a look at what makes you happy in the long run, I think.
There's also the issue of, let's say there are certain religions and there are certain belief systems that require you or require a significant other to convert.
Yeah.
Right? Before you could get married. And I think that's also in a similar stance wherein you might have two people in love, like true love, but they are from different, you know, religious backgrounds.
And it happens all the time.
It happens all the time. Mm. I've known a lot of people who converted, and then I asked them, like, why? It's like, you know what? Same answer, Sinka. Like, the reason you want to get married is because you want to live with that person forever.
Yeah.
And that's it. That was all the answer that I needed, you know? So, so I was like, okay, well, I guess the answer is, marriage is that bond, that union between people, regardless of whatever everything else says or everything around it. And you have to make a decision on those other things. But the biggest decision is, would you want to spend the rest of your life with this person or not? And that starts with that. All the nitty gritty stuff, you know, it's there now.
Oh, this is the... The line has been drawn, ladies and gentlemen.
Bakit, Justin?
No. I mean, like, because, like, now you get to the territory where you define, you know, what marriage is, what marriage should be, and stuff like that. So, for example, like, for me, I guess I'm a by-the-book kind of guy. You know what I mean? Marriage is marriage. I have to say I do in front of a pastor or a priest or something. And, you know, at least from the Christian standpoint, marriage is instituted by God, and it's made for people, but primarily for those two people to make each other holier, you know? It's to put both of you in the situation we're in, this pressure cooker that makes you the holiest version of yourself as fast as possible.
Going back to the old films, to make an honest woman out of you.
Honest man. What if your partner doesn't believe in marriage, but you want to get married? I don't know. Things can change also. For me, I'm going to just put myself in that situation. If my partner doesn't believe in marriage, but I want to get married, I will wait a bit and I will see if it changes. Or for example, I'll go to church with this person and, you know, or go to a specific service about love and marriage and then have like a conversation after that. But I'm going to see how they react to it. Things like that. For me, I would wait a little bit, right? Because people change to it. But if I see that, like, man, this person is adamant about no, I don't want to get married and all that, then for me, it's a no-go. Like, I need to get married. For me, you know, there's some people who are like, I'm okay going my whole life without getting married. No, I got to be a husband one day, probably soon. and like, you know, I got to be a dad one way or another. Like, it has to happen for me.
Boils down to what makes you happy. Diba? Like, what are you willing to sacrifice?
Mm-mm.
The partner or the marriage? The idea of marriage, the institution of marriage, or whatever your belief is about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. There.
Correct. It boils down to that. I mean, there are things that are really legit. You draw a line. And I think that, borrowing from what Justin just said, you know, like, when you draw a line, literally, that is something that you have a hard yes or no to. Sometimes, no matter how, you know, in love you are, then maybe that person is not the right person for you. And it doesn't mean that you're never going to find someone who you're going to be in love with again. It just means that I drew a line, whether it's a religious line, whether it's a personal line, that you're not going to cross, because you drew it in the sand and you told yourself, you have a pact with yourself that, hey, I'm not going to cross that line. So, yeah. So, I guess, as much as possible, you know, you have to have that same rubric as that 1950s film had. Like, you know, same like, same everything. But yeah, that's pretty tough, no? I thought that would have been, like, the easier question to answer.
What if your partner doesn't believe in marriage? Yeah, because, like, I mean, I think we all have friends also who are in, or at least, you know, we all have a couple of friends who are in that situation, right?
Yeah.
And especially if the couple is so comfortable with each other already, right? Like, my examples are just, you know, my Christian friends who got married really, really quickly. It's also because they really abstained. You know, they said, we're not going to have sex until we have our vows in front of each other, in front of our families and all these things. Some people have argued that that's why Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin got married so quickly, is because they didn't have sex before marriage. And they, you know, they just wanted to do it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
You know, and people say also, like, you're never really going to be 100% ready to be married. So just, like, just do it kind
of
thing.
True.
Yeah. So
that's true.
You know, at least from a Christian standpoint, sexual chemistry is really meant to be exciting, and it's meant to be an incentive of getting married. And so when you get into that relationship, And when you get to that part of your marriage where, you know, you're experiencing these new things, it should strengthen the marriage more than anything else. But if you have that...
Because you're experiencing it together.
Yes, yes, right? But if you have that and that's really strong, and if that's saturated before you get married, then you start to think like, what? Ano pa kaya mga benefits na makukuha ko sa marriage na to? Diba? Like, what if I get sick of this person and I meet someone else who excites me
more?
On
the flip side, diba? Also... If you're saturated with that experience, then if you want to be with this person, that means you really want to be with this person,
true.
Sex aside.
Okay, that's a good point. That's a good point.
That's also true. That's true. That is true.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's tough. Lalo na kids, no? Buti pala, we did have a question about that. Like, what if someone doesn't want to have kids?
Mm.
That's tougher.
What if the person can't?
No, that's different. Yes. That's slightly different.
Yeah.
Like, I've always thought that, hey, look, like, and we've had this discussion, like, I even asked my wife, it's like, hey, if we can't have kids, are you okay to adopt? Because I really want to have a kid. And it doesn't matter if the kid is, you know, from me or someone I adopted or, you know, like, I think you'd love the kid like your own kid. Like, that's what I want. I want to have a child, right? Like, that's me. So that's tough on a, like, whether they don't want at all. Right, if they drew the line that they don't want a kid, and then now you're like, why? Like, why?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's tougher. That I think that's a lot more to deal with personally.
True. What makes you happy? What will you regret more in the long run? Correct. Not getting married, being with this person, not having kids. You know.
I think that's beautifully said. I think what would you regret in the future? You know, you don't want to live a life with regret. So what?
No
is something,
regrets.
No
not
regrets.
Not even a letter.
Okay. Still a stalemate, no? In a way. All right. What is question 5? I'm kind of curious now what question 5 is. It's getting tougher. Huh? I didn't expect it to be.
Yeah.
Ito, okay, medyo controversial. We were at marriage now. This is way back to the beginning again. Mm-mm. So it's like, how do I know if the person is sincere or just wants to use me? Ayan.
Well, it depends on how using
Baby
is,
girl,
I guess.
Give me something.
Like, I mean, are you using you for what? Yeah. Is it clout? Is it using
other
things?
That's different.
Like, it depends on what using
for my body.
For your
my
body.
Sexy body.
You know? My sexy body. Using me for my mind. I don't know.
I mean, even in marriage. Kasi, diba? Like, the
money.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Sige. Let's just say you do marry that person. That person you find out just... At the end of the day, that's not true love, din eh. Diba? Like, if you know that person's in it for the money, and even if
that's
they're honest
love.
About it, it's not love eh.
But they're not
is.
Asking
but,
if it's love. They're just asking how
so
you
one
know.
Of, one of the type of loves I remember from the film again was the protective kind of love. One of the first photos was, this was you when you were a baby. And already then, you already had a concept of love. You loved me as your mother because I protected you, you know? But it wasn't a conscious love on your part. It was because I provided and protected for you. But that type of love is still not the mature kind of love.
Yeah,
so in the same,
I would say it's parasitic.
Right. In the same way, like when you grow older and you feel this kind of security given to you, like usually it's a male provider to a woman, but it could be the other way around, like a rich woman with a younger guy, whatever it is, right? And you're in that relationship for that security, that financial provision. That's the kind of love that is. It's not the mature kind of love, you know?
But how do you know?
I think, honestly, I think you go back to being honest with yourself. Because I think off the bat, you know, right? And we tell ourselves a lie.
Yeah, there's intuition there, yeah.
There is, there has to be.
Actually, me, Justin, and Jacko were all psych majors. Fun fact, right? And I think one of the biggest advice that I got, which is countering what I'm about to say, is in psychology, they always tell us, advice is a vice. Never give advice because people, they already know what they want. Your goal as a psychologist is to be a guide.
Okay, what it is your goal is to act as a mirror.
You're to show them what they already know.
To show them, what they already
correct.
Know.
From a counseling standpoint.
From a counseling standpoint.
Yeah, no, just listen to your intuition, I suppose. Like, don't lie to yourself. Like,
don't lie to yourself,
Yeah, because people will show you who they are. Really. Like, you just have to pay attention, you know. Even if they say pretty words to you, say things that you want to hear, you can see more or less the intention with how they act. Like if you even have to ask in the first place, is does this person really love me or are they just using me? Then that means you felt something.
Yeah, that's it, Inka. You should.
Right?
But the fact that you had to ask.
But I need to throw this out there also. There are people who they can't trust their intuition because their intuition is incorrect. You know what I mean?
Then,
their compasses are not well calibrated.
Ito pa, especially since usually people who are traumatized, trauma and intuition, sometimes they can look alike.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, like you, good one.
You can't tell. Mm. You can't tell. Like, is this a gut feel or is this
trauma.
A reaction?
Like a reaction.
Yeah. That's deep. That's deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, I think it's always so dangerous when people say something like, you know, just trust your gut or something. Because what if your gut's wrong? You know?
That's true too.
And there's some people, kasi, who just prefer to be like, oh, wow, he's so nice. And wow. And then, you know, like, parang they prefer not to think deeply about it. Or maybe they're incapable of thinking deeply about it. Right?
Or maybe they don't want to.
Yeah, that's another thing. So for me, I would take it to the barangay kind of thing, you know?
Take it to the barangay.
What does that mean? Like,
doon ka na magpaniwanag?
No. What was it? Was it that Francis Kong said last week? It was like, in a multitude of counselors, there's wisdom or something, right?
I agree.
Yeah. And so I think that we all need to have mature people in our lives that we can learn from and ask them.
And make them as a peg, like life pegs. Like you have to also recognize, is the person I am right now going towards the person who I want to be?
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah.
Diba?
Yeah. I'd like to add that adding to Justin's trust your gut, because it's hard to say that because not everybody has the best instincts.
Yeah.
There are also some people who don't come off as very sincere. Like, I don't know why, but they are. Diba?
Right.
There are people like that. Na parang, why do you seem so sketchy? But they're not.
They're in a trench coat.
You
seem so sketchy.
Sorry, could you expound a little bit?
Are you taking my liver?
There's some people who seem like they have ulterior motives just because in the way that they act, but they're actually... That's just how they are.
Sure, sure. Yeah, like Taylor Hicks,
you know,
right?
I mean?
Like no one thought that he would win American Idol, right?
Because he seemed like he had ulterior motives.
Like,
it's kind of graying.
It is first, though, right? It is first audition,
it is
right?
Guy.
Yeah, like people thought that he was going to be the kind of contestant that they would just like throw out or whatever, right? But he went on to be like, I mean, just looks can be deceiving. And like the emotions that you show, your facial expressions and everything, especially, you know, upon the initial first impressions, they could just show a side of the person that is not the totality of that person.
Correct.
Diba? Yeah. They could probably just operate very differently from you.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So again, how do we know?
Compatibility also is very important kasi. Like, like there are certain people you just, you know, going back to the rubric, do you feel at ease with this person, right? Does it just make sense when you're with them? Is there an effort? And I was reading something that was sent to me earlier. Samia, that's why they call it falling in love. You don't have to do an effort. Falling doesn't require effort. It's something that is done onto you.
Ooh, or, nice.
You know, it's not something you have to endeavor. I need to fall in. No, you just fall, you know.
Yeah.
But just because you're in love, where the effort comes in is maintaining to be in love. They keep saying, diba, you fall out of love. I don't think you can fall out of love. And I'm not sure if I'm going to the next question already. But
actually, that's the next question.
But basically, I feel like love, and I said this in the first episode, is a decision that you have to renew daily. Mm. That today, I'm going to love this person. And regardless of how I feel, with walang spark, it's not about the emotion anymore. It's about the decision to love after having fallen in love.
Correct. Right.
Yeah.
Then,
you know.
Did we answer this question? How do you know?
How do you know? Hindi pa.
Sa akin, honestly, I think you know. Now, should you follow your gut? I agree with Justin, you shouldn't. Your gut could
be wrong.
Not
all the time.
The answer is true. What you do with the answer may not be the right thing. That's why you seek counsel, yeah. Right? You
so where is
people.
That gut feeling coming from? Like, who influenced that gut feeling? If it's coming
correct.
From bad
yeah.
counsel, don't follow it.
Yeah. yeah. Basically, needs more information.
The answer is something you already know. Like, yun nga,
in your deep down. Like,
you
like,
know
I guess,
it. You know it.
Like,
if it's obvious, yeah.
Yeah, I remember a preaching I attended. Like, internally, we're all kind of already built in with a moral standpoint, right? And in our core, it's like two wolves fighting. And the wolf that you feed will kill the other wolf, right? It's a conscience,
I love that story.
Right? The black and the white wolf, diba? What you feed will grow and what you starve will die, right?
Yeah, so that's innately, in Tomorrowland.
Yon. So innately, another you already know. Watched, it's just that which same. Wolf are you feeding? And why is it that that is the wolf you're listening to?
Wolf of Wall Street for many people.
Yon, diba? So yon. So how
that's
do you know if it's sincere? Maybe, maybe you really do know. I mean, the wolf that is white, the conscience that is correct, is still there. It's probably not as loud as it should be.
It's starving.
But, yeah, because you're not feeding it. So but you still feel that wolf. It'll never go away. You'll still know deep down, you know what's right. You
and
know.
the gut feel that you're following is to starve that.
Yeah.
See, that's the
you're
thing.
Starving
that's why
the wrong wolf. If
you're starving
if your
the wrong
gut
wolf.
Is wrong, you know.
Correct.
Mm.
Because it's hard to answer. It's hard to answer.
No,
it's hard to answer.
Because, for example, to bring this to a more general arena, no? If you know that something is wrong, but you want to do it anyway, there's that aspect din eh, right? It's
tarantado ka pala,
eh. I know it's wrong. Hey, but don't tell me that you guys have never felt that before or struggle with that on the daily, right?
Oh.
You know what I mean?
You know what? There's another... That. I keep giving Bible verses. Okay, guys, we're not pastors here. It's just that we a lot of
disclaimer.
What we... Yeah, a lot
it's
of what shapes...
Kasi.
Yeah, a lot of what shapes what we decide on is also from this moral standpoint. Not to say that it's the only one that you should be listening to. It's what we choose to listen to. And we're sharing it to you guys. You take it with a grain of salt, whatever you think. But there's a Bible verse that talks about, I think it's in the book of Peter, doing that which I want to do, I do not do. And that which I do not want to do. Yeah. That's in the Bible, guys. Like when I read that,
Paul,
I'm like, was it Paul?
I'm going
Paul
to make that more pop culture. And I will refer to the movie The Village.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, now that I've seen. Okay.
Right?
I've
okay, okay. That. So in The Village,
the Shyamalan.
M. Night, Ivy talks about how she wonders why the character of Joaquin Phoenix doesn't even go near her.
Mm.
Like, it seems like he doesn't like her at all. Like, he hates me. And they're like, no, he's in love with you. And she's like, he won't even stay in the same room with me.
Yeah.
And then her sister says, sometimes we don't do things so people don't know that we want to do them.
Ooh. That's good.
I super agree.
That's accurate,
that's not,
I think.
Wait. For the sake of... Can you repeat that? Just
one more.
Repeat that again.
Okay.
One more.
Sometimes we don't do things so people don't know that we want to do them.
Right. So we do the opposite. Like reverse psychology, basically.
And it's like kids.
That's,
like kids.
That's also not exclusive to romantic relationships. Huh? Like even...
Yeah.
You will see it in relationships with parents and children, right? Like the issue of favoritism, for example. Right? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys watched Breaking Bad.
Only part of it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But then the guy, basically there's a guy there. I forgot what his character's name is. But he's basically the guy cooking the meth, right? And then his professor is his partner, right? See Heisenberg, right?
Yeah.
Jesse Pinkman.
Yeah. So see Jesse Pinkman, he goes home to his parents' house and he has a little brother pala. And that little brother's like a star student, like super excelling, like summa cum laude, everything. And then parang there's a scene there that really hit me. And it was like, yeah, you're the favorite, sabi ni Jesse Pinkman. And the little brother literally stops what he was doing. He looks over and he's like, I'm the favorite? You're the favorite. Come on. Like, they can't even stop talking about you.
Mm.
Diba? And then in Jesse Pinkman's head, but you're the star kid. You're the one making them proud. Yeah, but you're the black sheep. And that's why they love you. You know? Like, and they're not showing you that. And you maybe feel... like you're not the favorite, but the truth is it's the opposite.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They're more understanding of you because even if you're not
favorite in that sense.
Yes.
More
even
leniency.
If you're not even if you're not the star kid, I have to work for their attention. You already have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that cuts deep.
You're saying inks?
Bringing it back also to like a relationship standpoint, for example, we've all gone through like long-term relationships, right? And then you can't help but it's human nature to be still attracted to other people, even if you're in a relationship, right? So that's normal. So what happens is you do not go near that person at all, right? Because you want to do it because you like them, but you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
So you just avoid.
Better not.
Avoid.
Yep.
Yeah. Just don't. So
bawal.
Yeah.
Not just bawal. It's a bad idea.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a bad idea.
It's a bad idea.
When does love become dangerous?
When it is forbidden. No, I'm just kidding. Forbidden.
It is dangerous, forbidden. Not delicious, Justin.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Delicious,
yeah. Nah, go.
Just kidding.
Yeah, and dangerous.
Just kidding.
Depends where you want to take that, huh? Oh, man.
Sarap ang bawal.
Nako.
Joke lang. I'm a loyal girl.
In English, what is delicious is... not allowed.
Masarap ang
bawal. Hindi naman.
Lalo na pag diet, diba? Bawal talaga.
What is delicious is
Coach Roy. Talagang siningit pa rin si Roy.
Oh my gosh, don't think that way about love, huh? What is delicious is not allowed. No,
no,
that's so...
that's
so
that is unhealthy.
It's out of there.
Yeah.
That's
No, I'm
that's
saying that now as a single person.
Yeah, Jaco,
okay.
What the hell?
Dinamay pa si Jaco.
Where did that come from?
What is the answer to the question?
The question again is, how do I know the person is sincere or just wants to use me?
I think, honestly, I think based on everyone's answers, first, you already know. You know and
alam
you have to be truthful.
Alam mo na, guys.
You have to be
Sorry.
Truthful to yourself. Now,
you
if you're
know.
Not sure
Maybe.
And if you can't decide for yourself, best to ask your friends.
Seek counsel.
Seek counsel. What's that quote? Just in a council of...
In an abundance of counselors, there's much wisdom. Or something like that.
And that
make
is correct.
Sure they're counselors. Ah? Going back to what we talked about a while ago, right? It depends
no,
on the barkada that you have.
Yeah,
mamaya
correct.
Yung barkada mo. Scoundrels.
Pare, ano, inom na lang natin
yan. Hindi sila no. counselors. Scoundlers.
Pala Scoundlers.
Scoundlers.
Scoffers.
So I think that is the basis of the question. I think you do know, but don't act on your gut, because even if you know, means in your gut is wrong and it tells you to feed the wrong wolf.
Yo.
And that's why it's important to ask for counsel.
Sincere.
But make sure it's the right counsel.
I agree.
So there you go. That's question number. Are we at six?
Six. We're actually doing it. We're actually doing it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We can do
number
it.
Number seven.
Yeah.
Oh no.
So
this
question
number six.
Yeah.
Oh, we're in six balang. Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's go.
Question number six. Is there really such a thing as falling out of love, or maybe you just never really loved the person in the first place? From Kyle.
I think touched on that.
Yeah. I think Danny made a good point. You can't really fall out of love.
You decide to stop loving. Yun.
Correct.
You don't fall out of love. You decide to stop loving.
So would you say that the love that happened, that occurred, is not love?
Sige. Can I differentiate muna? There's love. I love the person. And there's I'm in love with the person.
Right.
So I think that this question is more about I'm falling out of love. So I'm not in love with the person anymore. Maybe I love the person. I care deeply about this person.
But I'm not in love with
the person.
But I'm
not in love. I think that's more of the question.
And I think Danny's answer is still valid. Like it's kind of like you make a decision that you know what, I'm not in love with this person anymore.
Yeah.
Painful as it sounds, I think that's very valid. I think that's very true. It does happen.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that what you shared wasn't love.
That's what I was asking. Yeah.
It was just the honeymoon stage, and it always passes with every relationship. And you reach a point where you're like, okay, now that there are no more sparks, now that there are no more magic like it used to, will I leave this relationship in seeking another relationship to get that emotion again? Or will I take this partner and really, really value that partner and grow with them further?
Grass is always greener where you water it.
Yon. Grass is always greener where that's from one of my favorite songs right now. Yung ano. I probably shouldn't say the title, but yeah, it's a bit profane. But there's a line.
Explicit
there's a line
na pala to.
As they say, where you water, the grass gone greener, right?
Yeah. And also, I'm going to add, if you're always looking for something better, you will always find something better. That's the gist of it.
Yeah, so the grass is not greener on the other side. The grass is greener where you choose to water it.
Yeah, because for example, you're in a loving relationship now, but you're always thinking like, I can find someone better. I can find someone better. Mm. You'll always find someone better.
Correct.
Because there are so many people in this world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's impossible that you are just meant for one person. It's impossible that you will only click with just one person.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So
I agree.
If you are always looking, you will always find.
Yeah.
So you better look in your relationship.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's why you water your own relationship and you decide every day.
I have something to say. I'll add to this. It says, the key to succeeding in a relationship is not finding the right person. It's learning to love the person you already found.
That's beautiful.
Can you repeat it?
Okay. So the key to succeeding in a relationship is not finding the right person. It's learning to love the person you've already found.
Okay. Again, qualify. You have to qualify it, right?
Mm. Because si Justin talaga kontrapelo forever.
No, you just have to qualify it. Because here's the thing. I'm very much wary of blanket statements. And I feel like...
As we should.
Yeah, right? And I feel like anyone can listen to something. Let's say, you know, you're heartbroken and then you heard on the radio...
What's true about it, yeah.
You heard on the radio just this blanket statement that, you know, just trust the person. And you know what? Sabi ni Kuyang DJ, I have to trust the person. Yeah, I should. But what if that person's not trustworthy, diba? You know, yung mga ganon. Yeah. So,
it's a case-to-case
thing. Yeah, it's a case-to-case thing.
It goes on to saying nga ito, if you want to context it. Sustaining love is not a passive or spontaneous experience. You have to work on it day in and day out.
Mm-mm.
It takes time, effort, and energy.
Mm.
And most importantly, it demands wisdom.
Mm.
You have to know what to do to make it work. Make no mistake about it. Love is not a mystery. There are specific things you can do with or without your partner. Just as there are physical laws of the universe, like gravity, there are also laws for relationships.
Mm.
If you know how to apply these laws, the results are more predictable. Love is therefore a decision.
Okay, yeah, I agree. Good. Thank you for the context. Very important context. What is that article? Mm. Is that an article? Is that a book?
Yeah, it's actually what the girl I'm dating right now sent me. It's an article.
Oh, no. I was like, ito, basahin mo to, ha?
It's a lot longer. It's a lot longer. I would have read the whole thing.
It's a book? It's a book?
No, it's an article. It's a mga, siguro like 5 paragraphs
What's
longer
the name
than the,
of the
it's
article?
It's called, Are You With The Right Partner?
Who wrote it and where is it at?
BuzzFeed, by the way. No, just kidding.
It's a Facebook post.
Yeah. Who's the author?
Wala namang
what's
author?
The source?
Walang author nako.
The website. What's the
council
website?
Might be a town girl.
You can't scientify love.
Yeah.
So the sources, you know, you can't really. It's from Wiki. No.
No.
Like, love is not.
No,
a
I mean,
science.
What's the website? What's the website?
Yeah,
it's
just
a post. It's a Facebook post.
Oh, so it's just some random person's post that went viral. Parang ganon.
Okay. Yeah. No, it's true naman.
Yeah. I agree with it. Mm-hmm.
And it's nice that she sent it to you because going back to the guy that one of the guys I follow on TikTok, he's like a love advice doctor with the right credentials. Yeah. Communication, you know, you have an open communication with your partner. You tell them what you want because
that's
partnership.
It,
you build it together.
Yeah. Communications are the building blocks of every relationship.
And it's hard.
The foundation of trust.
I was going to tell you, it's hard. We don't always communicate, right?
Inka, please don't say that's what she said.
No. And why? With what?
No, I didn't even think of that.
No, but my dad wrote a song before, and
that's what she said.
No. Yeah, I was. He would have been like super. But he wrote a song before, and it basically says, "Ang isang pig-ibig ay parang lang tsangan," because love is a two-way street, diba? So, so basically, it is a communication thing, right? Like, it can't be just one way. I mean, you could love a person, but that person might not love you back, and that's not really love, right? Love is both ways. Love is sharing. Love is caring. Love is that communication. That agreement, that decision on both ends.
It's beyond the feeling. It's beyond the feeling.
Exactly. So yeah, I agree with Danny's like initial answer about it. Like really, you can't really fall out of love. You decide.
Make a decision, yeah.
Yeah.
My last relationship, I decided I was going to end it. Like,
Yeah. Because you're not going to love decided, your partner every day.
It was, because if you didn't decide to end it, it would have kept going.
Yeah.
And you know what? I guess to add to that, maybe you're like, I never decided to stop loving that person. Maybe subconsciously you did, little by little.
Right?
Yes. It's like every single time you choose to think about someone else. As opposed to...
You're feeding the wrong wolf.
Feeding the wrong wolf.
Yes. Yeah. That's always a decision.
That's good.
Always a decision.
I'd like to think that we're all learning from it also. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Of course.
I mean, that's the beauty about discussion, right? Mm. Like the beauty about discussion or discussing anything, lalo na with four people, as Danny pointed out, that we're all in different stages of...
Different problems, different situations.
Issues. We are learning or even relearning certain things that we thought we got past, right? So actually, the next question, I think, is very relatable to this whole situation in a different sense, and it's a question about LDR, right? Like, what's your take about LDR and some tips? Yeah, and some tips that make it last long.
Interesting,
right? And to connect it to the previous question, it's mostly because what if that person is not there? So that whole idea of like, hey, I can love other people, I'm open to this idea. And LDR is probably one of the hardest to a lot of people.
Mga out of sight, out of mind. Yeah.
Correct. Kasi that's a decision. And I guess for me, I used to be in a relationship of 8 years and 6 out of the 8 is long distance. Right. Ooh. And that's why I agree with Danny that is something that you do work on every day. It is something that you do decide, you do make a choice that you do have to do that, because then you create, I think Justin pointed it out, the parameters by which you are existing, right? And you are watering the grass to make it greener and being conscious about everything else, right? So I don't know, like I think with this one, tips. They're asking for tips. I guess this question, I don't have
anything to offer for this one because I've never been in an LDR ever.
LDR. Ako rin, hindi rin.
The hopeless romantic in me will always say, yeah, of course it can work. You know, because
well, you know what?
So
technically, whoever's found a partner during COVID, technically you've been in an LDR.
Yeah.
you can't see each other in person.
So this is a timely question.
Mm. Yeah.
When you think about it, there's some, even before the age of Tinder or whatever other dating apps, there's so many people who met online already. And there's so many people whose relationships started out online as LDRs and then they eventually meet and they get married. So it works.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, LDRs work. You just have to put in more effort. It's like effort on steroids because it's harder when you don't see the person.
Yeah. It can work. Okay, my initial answer to this question, what's your take about LDR and some tips to make it last long? For me, my initial response would have been something like, don't make it last long. Don't let it be a long time-wise relationship.
long time distance relationship.
Yeah. You start as an LDR, but have like a concrete schedule of, okay, we're going to meet in the same place. Yeah. By this time.
I agree. The moment that you have a specific date set or time frame, then it becomes more tangible. And because of that, you can commit to it more. It's just like working out. If you set a goal, then you're working towards that goal instead of just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like before, literally, walang vibe or walang anything.
Mm-mm.
Like, we had a schedule. We literally put a schedule 3 times a week. You know, that is the idea. You have to have that because you need to communication. If you don't talk, it's kind of hard. Imagine, I know people who are LDR during a time where they had to write letters.
Yeah. Diba? That's so tough. Yeah.
Yeah. See, if it worked then.
Then, what more now?
Easier now.
It's just people, we go back to the watering the grass is greener idea, right? Like, we're looking at like people who just keep staring at other people's, I don't know, that just sounds wrong, other people's grass, right?
And you're looking at watering, other grass. Why are you looking at other grass?
Instead of watering your own grass, right? So it boils down to that. Like, love is a decision. I think we've all agreed on that. Love is something that, you know, you do have to commit to. As someone who's gone through it, I can tell you it works. It could work. But you do have to make certain decisions, right? Like, you have to have a goal and an end goal to when this is happening, as Justin is pointing out. Maybe not to prolong it, but to have an end goal, like, where is this going? Because like, there's going to come a time wherein your priorities would change, and then you're going to ask that question, where are we going with this? Diba? Kasi everyone has different things as you get older.
It's so easy talaga to want ano nga eh, like grasp that you're not having to know how to say it.
I know. We started with that na eh.
And also, like, if you really want something, then you're going to work at it.
Correct. To keep it or to make it grow instead of to replace it. Ayun, diba? Correct. That's what the older generation always says. Why you keep buying stuff that could be fixed, you know? Why you keep having to buy something new when it could be repaired?
Yeah, when it's broken, you fix it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is a very divisive topic also, right? Because, I mean, there are relationships, specifically marriages out there that, you know, OFWs, right? They you know, OFWs. They have to be apart.
That's LDR.
Right? Yeah. That's like mega LDR, right? And if you ask me, that's, wow, what a hard situation to be in. And like, and I mean, like, I know Danny wanted to talk about cheating, no? Because when you're in a long distance relationship, there's so many opportunities for you to cheat because
it's so easy.
You have people who are close to you, and you have other, you know, potential partners and suitors who are close to you, and you're not being monitored by, you know, by your significant other.
Because they can't see you.
It's easy for you to kind of cover your tracks or whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
And so that's why for me, I'm really against prolonged LDR, because it increases the number of opportunities you have to be tempted to cheat, to be tempted to look elsewhere, right?
Right. So that goes to, since we're already talking about it, that's the question from Michael. How to deal with a cheater? And your question from Michael.
Oh, okay.
I say just leave.
Mm. Yeah, I agree.
Leave.
Yeah.
Because why would you want to subject yourself to that?
That hurts, eh? Well, both.
Yeah.
And it's not love, as we said. You know, it's not love anymore. Love. Yeah.
Pero what do you mean by cheater? Ah? Did he make a mistake lang? Was it like a one-time thing that he was hella
drunk?
That's
another question. You know what I mean? I forgot to check who said it, but I think one of the questions also submitted was, when do you know it's cheating?
Mm.
Diba?
Yeah. I think
with that question, when do you know it's cheating? I saw somewhere, if you have to, even if you're not doing anything, if you have to hide something from your partner, then that's not right anymore.
Yeah, I think we talked about this before.
Yeah, if you feel like you have to hide,
that's good.
Right.
Then that's already a marker that, okay, you're not doing something.
Now, if it's something that you would not tell your partner, then something you probably shouldn't be doing.
Exactly. Just for example, if I text you, Danny, and you feel like you have to hide my texts from your girlfriend,
patay.
You shouldn't be texting me at all. Yeah.
Oh, delete ko na lang mamaya.
Danny, what?
Covering your tracks. Delete ko na lang mamaya.
No. I think we talked about this on Tina's YouTube. When diba? Like, I think your answer was very nice, Jess. You talked about plan de, diba? I think that's where it all begins. Eh? Cheating starts with plan de, diba? And
of course,
and how do you know when? How do you know when you're making lande and it's ano na delikado na versus when you're just like being friendly, you know? And I think if I remember correctly, you answered it's all to do with the intention, right?
Tama ba? True.
Yeah, it's about the intention. It's,
absolutely.
Am I messaging this person because she is a prospect of? Let's say I'm in a relationship. Am I messaging this person because she's a prospect of mine, and I intend to see where this could potentially go romantically? Then that's lende.
Yeah.
So I think that's where it begins, and I feel like
based on that conversation,
this is in a monogamous setting, huh? This is a monogamous setting because we also want to be inclusive in this podcast because there are people who don't subscribe to monogamy. There are people who are happier
polygamy,
because they are not polygamy, polyamory.
Yeah, polyamorous people. Correct.
Yes, they're wired that way. It's also still a very wholesome, very legitimate relationship because it's multiple adults consenting to this kind of relationship that makes them happy. Mm. And they also have their own set of very complicated rules. There's a book about it. I read it. So it's mind-blowing. And there are a lot of values that you can get from that book that you can apply into monogamous relationship. It's very healthy too. But yeah, it all boils down to
That's what it
boils down to, intention. Because if your intention is not in the right place, then you should not be doing that.
And also, it has something to do with the people you surround. Going back to barkada, kung barkada mo ba talaga yung mga yan? Because sometimes these friends that you consider friends,
ay nako,
they influence or enable. Yeah, I think that's the word. They enable these behaviors.
Even sometimes
in the
encourage.
Yeah, which is like,
yes.
Wow, what kind of friend would do that? I mean, if you're a friend, you will be the first defense when the person is not around. Dapat, you're the defender, not the enabler.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
You should be one of the protectors of this relationship.
Mm-mm. Exactly. You know? Even if you don't like the relationship, if you're a friend to that person, even if you don't agree, you should be the first to defend it and not break it, you know?
Yeah.
And if you really don't like it, wait till they're not together anymore before you start encouraging other people in that person's life.
Yes.
It's not the time. Yes. It's not the time.
Mm.
You know?
It's about respect.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Diba? And speaking about the time, it's about time that we end this episode. Unfortunately.
Juicy.
Unfortunately. Yeah. But hey, we can do another one. We'll see. Thank you, by the way, to everyone who took the time to ask us the questions and for trusting us with that. We applaud you. We thank you for that trust and that interest in us. We hope that we answered your questions. We hope that we gave you good insight.
We hope we get more questions. You know, like I think
I
really enjoyed this.
Biten.
No, you know what? You know what?
Wait, do we call someone?
Wait,
time.
Oh yeah, we forgot to call someone. On call ka tayo.
Conversation's good. You called me to the show.
Hey.
Yeah. Or you know what? Maybe there needs to be a conclusion to this saga. And then we can call someone on that one.
Yeah.
On that,
I think we need to make this a trilogy.
Trilogy. And let's call, maybe, you know what, we can call a love expert, or maybe, you know, something like that, right? Because
so they can weigh in.
No, because our conversation has brought us to realizations of love, right? Of what is love?
What is love?
Baby, don't hurt me.
Oh, yeah, you can't see the head going there.
Don't hurt me.
No, so you have that, right? We have a realization of it. We know the limitations of it. We know when it is falling in love and you can't fall out of love. You know, we've talked about so many topics that I think we've all learned from, whether you're a listener or us as hosts on this program, right? I think it would be good to have a sociological or psychological or, you know, a medical even, like, standpoint of our realizations, just so that we can have a good counsel
more
of it.
Factual.
It would be nice if we get someone on the show, like, to be with us here on the show, and then maybe
Let's get Papa Jack.
Well, yes. And I would love to have him on the show, though.
I would actually love to.
That's his thing. About Dr. Love.
Sure.
No, see, Dr. Love is a different radio guy.
But we can take callers also.
Right.
Yeah.
Correct.
That would be interesting.
Take callers. Yeah. So something like that. I think that.
I want to see Papa Jack get mad at someone. Ano ba yan?
That was good.
Diba?
No, but I think that would be a good, interesting, you know, conclusion to this, at least this love thing, before we take a break from it, I guess. But yeah, no, I think I really enjoyed these conversations. And I learned a lot, guys. Exactly. Because I think that's important about discussion and conversations, is that you are learning. You are picking something up. Whether you feel you already know about it, you're already kind of still growing with that idea, right? Mm-hmm. And changing something that you thought was correct, but then you're like, oh, you know what? Justin had a good idea. Danny had a good idea. Inka had a good point.
Because we are in the, I know, guidance of counselors. Oh, diba?
Guidance of counselors.
So, but, us.
But yeah. And I think with that,
a multitude of counselors.
Multitudes of counselors.
Isip ko guidance counselor.
The council of counselors.
The council of counselors. But that's a fun show. Server Sovereign Bitten, guys. Sovereign Bitten.
Yeah. Awesome.
Well, I think we're going to have another one. And
yeah.
You're always welcome on
Part
the show.
Three.
Thank you. Let's see what happens with this one, you know. And we just thought we'd play the OBV because, you know, you're already there. You're already in the name.
Because I'm here.
You know, you're already there. You know what I mean? You're already there. You know what I mean? So might as well. And got like,
yeah,
just like, just die.
I
just die.
I got brain breath.
Brain breath. okay, so again, thank you guys so much for listening or for watching. Maybe we're editing this video finally. And don't forget, Sleeping Pill with Inca every single Friday.
Yeah.
Number one podcast on Spotify.
Number one
podcast on Spotify.
One.
Sleeping Pill with Inca.
Okay, Inca. That's such a, it's a scary podcast.
This is going to be the most... sleepiest time.
Episode 15.
Episode 15. It's gonna put
Get
you
ready
to sleep.
To fall asleep.
Punch in the face that'll make you fall asleep.
Knock you out.
Knock you out.
Knock.
Do you want to be knocked out?
I'm gonna knock you out. Sounds
I got
like
you.
A
bam.
Sounds like a
sleeping
Grand
pill.
Theft
Inca.
Auto. Auto radio show.
Oh yeah, I love those. Oh,
and then
I love those.
Working for the Weekend starts playing.
Anyway, so there. So thank you so much again. Things to plug: Sleeping Pill with Inca, of course. Danny, anything else to plug?
I opened my new business. If you want to check out the plugs on that, it's on our live episode that went out last Wednesday. We'll be releasing this probably 2 weeks later, so medyo may delay. But yeah, it's called Bow Street. You can follow us at Bow Street Makati on both Facebook and IG.
Yay.
And of course, On Call with Justin Jacko, Danny, and Inca every Wednesday, the live version of this show. You could listen to it or see it every Wednesday on Facebook. And yeah, and of course, follow this podcast. I mean, if you enjoy the conversations, we have it every week.
We enjoy it.
and we do enjoy it. It's very therapeutic. It's very fun to be with these guys every week, twice a week. And it's so great. So please follow us. Follow us here in On Call with Justin Jacko and Danny on Spotify.
So there you go. Thank you so much, people. Do follow us online, On Call with JJD on Instagram. You can also email us, oncallwithjjd@gmail.com. And you can follow us on our individual Instagram accounts. It's at Justin Quirino for me.
At Jacko De Leon for me.
At Danny Moini for me.
And at Inca Magnaya for me.
Who is in this plug, by the way?
On Call.
With Justin, Jacko, Danny, and Inca.
Goodbye, everybody.